This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the patience of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host Hussein Inzano. And in today's lesson, we're talking about the patience of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. When we're talking about Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam and his patience, we are definitely talking about someone who went through a lot during his lifetime. Al-Imam Hussein went through a lot during his younger part of life. When he was young, when he was living with his grandfather, he experienced a lot of things that needed patience from him. And through all these period of times when his grandfather was living and his mother, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, was living, when his brother also, Hassan al-Mujtaba, during all this time, there were so many difficulties that these people were facing that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had to practice so much patience to make sure that he doesn't feel bad about it. You know, to make sure that he understands it, he gets it, and doesn't, you know, like complain and say anything bad against God, that whatever is happening now is something that is bad to me. No, he exercised a lot of patience towards these particular periods of time. So the patience and forbearance of His Eminence, Al-Imam Al-Hussein, and his unflinching attitude on the day of Ashura is among the rarest of examples through which humanity was recognized. After all this period of time, after all these hardships that Imam Hussein went through during his grandfather, his grandmother, his father Ali ibn Abi Talib, after all this, Imam Hussein had to practice more patience during the time of Ashura in the and it was among the rarest example through which humanity was supposed to be recognized, because it was a very bad happening. The day of Ashura is a very heavy day on the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and Imam Hussein was like the foreman, was the leader of this particular events that took place in the day of Ashura. And here we realize that he had a very high grade of patience.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio, and we're talking about the patience of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam practiced so much patience during his life, as we're saying, during his younger age and during his older age also, and during the age when he was living with his mother, he experienced so many difficulties and he showed so much patience. But we are saying that the patience and the forbearance of His Eminence during the inflicting attitude on the day of Ashura, during the event of Karbala, is the rarest of examples through which humanity was recognized. The bravery, the valor of Hussein became a parable, and his patience in the battle has rendered the past and future people powerless. Each difficulties of His Eminence Al-Imam Al-Hussein was alone sufficient to render a person powerless and defeated, just by him showing his patience, or by him accepting any difficulty that he was going through at the time, was a show of powerlessness and defeatedness to those who were against him. Historians say that no type of tragedy weakened the resolve of His Eminence. His Eminence became satisfied with divine decree and submitted to God's command. And this is the essence of Islam and perfection of faith. Until next episode, inshallah. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Again, he looked
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN/Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the air.